This is Rhema for Today.
And so I remember that somebody came to our town and started a meeting, called it Full Gospel, and finally built a tabernacle, Full Gospel Church out of it, you see. And they taught divine healing, praise God, and I just went with them, you know, wholeheartedly. Man, I found somebody who believes divine healing. But then they started talking about being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues. Man, I drew back from that, you know. My Baptist upbringing rose up. I said, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost, all right, but not this tongues business. And I'll just put up with a little fanaticism to have a little faith and fellowship around healing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Find out what the Word of God says for yourself, and then act upon God's Word for yourself, and become a practicer or a doer of God's Word for yourself. That's when it's going to work. It is. Also, faith is also the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm so glad I learned early. I remember on one occasion, I'd been healed, you know, just on my own faith, because I hadn't heard anybody teach healing. Nobody on the radio. There's one Full Gospel program. Actually, they didn't call it Full Gospel, so I really didn't know it's Full Gospel until afterwards. On the radio out of Dallas, but it was just sponsored by businessmen, so they just preached the salvation message, you know, everybody agreed to that. And of course announced the church services when people went to the church, where they preached the baptism of the Holy Ghost and divine healing and so on, but I never heard that, you know. On the radio, all I ever heard was just salvation. Well, I already knew that, was already saved, and glad of that, all right. So I had no one to listen to on the radio about faith or healing. I had no book to read or no tape to listen to, because we didn't have tapes then. But I just got it out of this book. I tell folks, I got healed as a Baptist boy reading Grandma's old Methodist Bible. Praise God for the Baptist and praise God for the Methodist. Amen. Always be eternally grateful to the Methodist. He's reading Grandma's old Methodist Bible that brought me healing, and then Methodist furnished me with a good wife. My wife was Methodist. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Methodist. Well, Grandma's old Methodist Bible read just like any other King James translation. And when I read Mark 11, 23 and 24, it was like somebody turned a light on the inside of me. But then, to begin with, my head took over and put the light out. The entrance of His words giveth light. The revelation of the Word or the light does not come to your mind. That has to go through your mind because you read. But it comes in here. It was like somebody turned a light on the inside of me, here. But then when I began to think, well, yeah, but now, I'd heard preachers say and believed them, you know, healing's been done away with, so I can't be healed, the light's out. Well, I struggled with for months about that. But some way or another, my heart told me it was in Mark 11, 23, 24. That's where it is. That's where it is, so I wouldn't give up on it. I think most people would have died. I almost did. I stayed bedfast, you see, 17 months. But I wouldn't give up on Mark 11, 23 and 24. I just keep repeating it. There was one night I must have said those two verses over and over again all night long. See, go back to what God said to Joshua. The word of this law, in other words, the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth. 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 Amen. And so there was one night, I'd keep saying it, but there's one night particularly that I must have repeated or quoted Mark 11, 23 and 24 all night long. I must have said it thousands of times. Never slept a wink hardly. Just finally less than 30 minutes. But I just said those verses. I didn't know what they meant. I didn't understand them. But my heart said it, that's where it is. So I just kept saying it. And then at those times when I was very low, and you see, someone is in the room with me all the time, only one person allowed in the room. And I would just say those verses. Didn't know what they meant. Didn't understand them at that time. Hadn't got the full light on it. because, you see, of my human reasoning and thinking. But if I hadn't stayed with them, as we say, speaking naturally, through thick and thin, just stayed with it, refused to give up on it, I'd have never made it. I wouldn't have been healed. I'd have died. But stayed with it. And if you'll stay with God's Word will stay with you. Praise God. And eventually the light will come. And if it ever dawns on your spirit what God's Word's actually saying in connection with faith, you're going to have it made. I stayed with the Word. I said I stayed with the Word. It'd been easy to give up, but I just stayed with it. Praise God, and the light came, and faith came, and I was healed and raised up from a deathbed by the power of God. Well, I was just strictly on my own. You know, I didn't have anybody to fellowship with believed in divine healing. Now, I witnessed to folks. I prayed with people that wanted to be prayed for. I didn't try to push anything off on anybody. You know, you can't push things off on folks anyhow. And to talk to some people about divine healing would be just as the Bible calls it, casting pearls before swine. You got to learn wisdom of when to keep your mouth shut. Sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut. Are you listening to me? If a door is open, well, of course, that's a different thing. So I all the time, just as a boy, went back to school, working in church. Went back to high school, just 17-year-old boy. But I got people healed almost constantly through prayer, through laying on of hands, through teaching them the Word of God privately, you see, individually, on an individual basis. And I went along that way, you know, for a year or two. Just you know, nobody else that I knew of could, you know, to stand with me or to believe for me. Or believe with me even. And so I remember that somebody came to our town and started a meeting, called it Full Gospel, and finally built a tabernacle, Full Gospel Church out of it, you see. And they taught divine healing, praise God, and I just went with them, you know, wholeheartedly. Man, I found somebody who believes in divine healing. But then they started talking about being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues. Man, I drew back from that, you know. My Baptist upbringing rose up. I said, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost, all right, but not this tongues business. And I'll just put up with a little fanaticism to have a little faith and fellowship around healing. Now, I did not believe in this experience at that time, you know, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is taught in the Word of God in Acts of the Apostles. But I was willing to overlook their mistake just to have some fellowship around faith and healing. You see, here's where we miss it. Bless our darling hearts and stupid heads. Just because everybody doesn't believe everything just like I do, I can't fellowship with them. You know? Well, we believe that Jesus was the Savior. We believe, I'm talking about me and these Full Gospel folks. I wasn't a member of the Full Gospel Church. I'm still a Baptist. But we believe, the two of us at least, believe that Jesus heals. My church didn't, but I agreed with them on that. We believe Jesus is coming again. Well, they believe Jesus also baptized with the Holy Ghost, speak with tongues. I believe I've got the Holy Ghost because I'm born again, and that is true, all right. I do have the Holy Ghost, but it's one thing to be born of the Spirit, another thing to be filled with the Spirit. I just didn't know any better. But you see, I didn't withdraw fellowship from them just because I didn't see everything they saw eye to eye, or I didn't agree. You see, if we're not careful, we will withdraw from one another and have no fellowship with one another, and really the work of God is hindered. The Bible teaches unity. Well, now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to believe every little old cross T and dotted I just exactly right like, because they won't. Because people are at various stages of spiritual growth. It's talking about unity of spirit. Hallelujah. Realize that we're one in Christ. And go all out, bless God, to reach the lost world. But too many times you sit down, you know, and argue about who's right about this and who's right about that while folks are going to hell all around us. Well, let's get up and help people. What do you say? Amen. Praise God, quit fighting one another. Well, I had always stood alone, done my own praying, received my own healing. And I would always go to the Full Gospel Church every Wednesday night. Now, I was busy with other church meetings. This was even before I started the church out there in the country. But I was busy going to another church, all right, teaching Sunday school, working in the church, doing different things. So, but I'd go every Wednesday night to the Full Gospel Church. Well, there came a flu epidemic. And I that day on Wednesday, developed all of those symptoms. And I decided that this time, you know, I don't know, I could have prayed for myself, I guess, but always had. And this is the only time that I never did. But I just simply said to someone, because, man, I'm too sick to get out. How, Brother Connors to come, and Brother Smith, he's a fellow there in the church. Now again, Brother Smith wasn't Pentecostal. He didn't believe in speaking in tongues. He thought it was all right if you want to speak in tongues. But he was strong on healing. So I said to somebody, because they went, we didn't have a telephone. I said, how Brother Connor and Brother Smith, have them bring Brother Smith and pray for me. Now, I know I could exercise faith beforehand, but I didn't. So they came. Now, I'm telling you this, that faith is the evidence of things not seen. And so he anointed me with oil. Brother Connor and Brother Smith prayed for me, laid hands on me. And so it's evidence of things not seen. Faith is. Well, I laid my faith. Faith is given substance, things hoped for. I laid my faith, you see, on that to take that. That's mine. Began to praise God for it. They came, you see, after prayer meeting. Oh, it was about 10 o'clock at night. And so they left. Mama said, how do you feel? I said, according to the word of God, I'm healed. Praise God. Well, let me feel of you. She said, oh, you've got fever. I said, just forget it. Forget it. Faith's evidence of things not seen. According to the word of God, I'm healed. Praise God. I'm going to bed. Go to sleep. Just have a good night's rest. Well, now, that's pretty good for Baptists. I lay down, you know, and it's hard to go to sleep. You know, you're not feeling too well. But I praised myself to sleep. Slept soundly. Woke up the next morning. I've still got about 90% of my symptoms, and I feel terribly weak. Got up, put my clothes on. Now, I mean, this flu epidemic is widespread. I mean, it's everywhere. Schools are closing down. But I'm going to visit a Methodist lady, praise God, and pray for her to get healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put On All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m. And then
yeah, on
Monday.
Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes,
it's at 10 a.m.,
yes,
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is Summer Blitz for the mm-hmm. teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through fifth grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that Summer Blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.